Greetings. The Sea Crane Company and Tim Hendel welcome you to an audio tutorial on the Sea Crane Skywave radio. This radio has AM, FM, shortwave, NOAA weather radio, and the civilian aircraft aviation band. This is not a reading of the manual. This is an audio tutorial made by a blind person, primarily for the use of blind people, but also for anybody else who would like to learn using audio rather than reading the manual. We assume that those of you who are listening to this tutorial may be divided into two kinds of users. Those who are very experienced with these kind of digital portable radios and just want to get started, and those of you who this is your very first time using this sort of radio. And we will try to accommodate both types of users. If you are an experienced user, you may find that we're giving too much detail. On the other hand, if you're a new user of digital radios, you may find we mention things that are confusing to you. In that case, I suggest you stay tuned because some of these concepts will be explained. We begin with a very basic overview of the radio, which will not take into account every feature, but will give you enough information to get the radio up and running. If you lay the radio on a table or on your lap, face down with the antenna closest to your stomach, you will feel on the back two things. A little easel stand, which you just open up with your fingernail to place the radio on a table at a tilt, and the battery cover. You can feel the battery cover. It has some little lines on it. Push the battery cover down toward what is actually the bottom edge of the radio, and it'll slide off. You use two AA batteries placed in the very conventional way, minus toward the spring and plus or a little point away from the spring. Now flip the radio over so that it's lying on its back. On the edge, on the right-hand side, toward the top, you'll feel a knob. On the front, toward the right-hand side, near the top, you'll feel a smooth display. Below that, several buttons. On the left, you'll feel a speaker grill. Now we have all the radios oriented in the same way. I will begin with just an overview of the buttons so that those of you who are experienced can begin playing with your Skywave by yourself. In the upper right-hand corner is the power button, which is also a sleep button. Below that is a button which toggles between AM and FM reception modes. This button does not enter weather band or shortwave or aircraft. Below that are up and down arrow buttons, as found on many digital receivers. To the left is a row of four buttons. Starting at the top, they are frequency, this will be explained later, page, bandwidth, and a button which takes you out of AM or FM mode and does three things, NOAA weather radio, shortwave radio, and aircraft. If you want to go back to AM or FM, press the button that is directly under the power button. Then you have your usual 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 0 is under the 8. Under the 7 is a lock button. And under the 9 is stereo versus mono if you're listening to FM with headphones. On the right-hand edge of the radio are two controls. Near the top is a tuning knob. If you turn it, you'll see that it has little clicks or detents. We'll also discover that this knob can be briefly pressed, and that will unleash different things. Below that is a thumb wheel volume control. On the left-hand edge, near the top, is a carrying strap. Below that is a stereo headphone jack. The radio will feed a pair of stereo headphones, even when the signal you're listening to is in mono. Below the headphone jack is a mini USB port, which can be used with a wall adapter to either charge NIMH batteries, there'll be more about charging later on, or power the radio. Some wall chargers generate RF interference, which may cause noise on medium wave and short wave. So if you want to use your radio with a wall adapter, we recommend the C-Crane mini USB adapter charger specifically designed for this radio. You can call C-Crane about that at 800-522-8863. Let us now begin by putting batteries in the radio and pressing the power button briefly. If you hold the power button, you go into sleep mode, something we'll discuss later. The radio will come to life, probably on AM or FM, and you may be able to tell by the sound. Press the button that is right underneath power, and you can toggle back and forth between AM and FM. Again, you can probably tell which one you're on by the sound. To the right of the number 3 button is called frequency. This frequency button must be pressed before you enter a frequency. You do not use a decimal point and you do not use an enter key after you've entered a frequency. Frequencies according to what band you're on can be chosen. For example, if you're on FM, you can use a frequency like 89.3. You will simply press frequency 893 and the radio will go there. You can also use a 4-digit number like 102.3. You press frequency, then 1023 and the radio will go there. You must always press frequency before entering a new station frequency. On AM, or medium wave as it's often called, this works the same way. If you want to enter 640, you press frequency 640, and the radio will go there. If you want to enter 1650, the radio does cover up to 1700 kilohertz. You press frequency 1650, and the radio will go there. Note, it has been our experience here that if you enter frequency digits too rapidly, the radio will sometimes not pick them up. I tried to enter an FM station on 100.7. I pressed frequency and did 1007. I did the two zeros very rapidly and the radio didn't go. If I did it a little more slowly, 1007. The radio goes there. If you enter a frequency that is not valid for the band you are listening to, nothing happens. In addition to what I've just told you, there are some other uses of the frequency button. I'm going to call these double presses of the frequency button. Note, the manual does not use this term. Pressing the frequency button after you've entered a couple of digits adds some zeros. A very practical use for this is WWV, time signal station, on 5,000 kilohertz. You could press frequency 5,000 and the radio will go there. Also, you could press frequency 5, frequency again, and the radio will go there. This also works on 15,000 WWV. Just press frequency 15, frequency. WWV has a frequency of 10,000. That is 10,000. All you have to do is press frequency 1, frequency, and the radio goes there. Same with 20,000. This also works on the medium wave band. I have a local station at 800. I could press frequency 800 and the radio goes there. But I can also press frequency 8, frequency, and it goes there. This even works on the expanded portion of the AM broadcast band. I have a station at 1700. If I just press frequency 17, frequency, the radio goes there. This also works on FM, But this is not very practical in North America because we don't have FM frequencies ending in 0.0, 89.0 or 102.0, although they do exist in other parts of the world. On FM, I can press frequency, 89 frequency. Then the radio goes to 89.0, but that is not an exact frequency for any broadcast station. Here is another use for the so-called double press of the frequency button. The range on shortwave of the skywave is 2300 to 26100. To put it another way, 2.3 megahertz to 26.1 megahertz. Your experienced shortwave listeners are immediately going to notice a little glitch. How do I enter, you are thinking to yourself, 2490, which in some places could be a frequency used by Marine and Coast Guard interests? Well, I know if I enter frequency 24900, which is at the lower end of a ham radio band, the radio will go there. But if I enter 2490, press frequency again, the double press, and the radio will go there. Underneath the number 7 is a button called lock. This is a very useful button because you can lock your radio if you want to pack it in a suitcase or stick it in your pocket and the radio won't turn on. Note, if the radio is locked, absolutely nothing will happen. To lock the radio, press and hold the button that is under the 7. The radio will beep. To unlock it, do the same thing. Press and hold the lock button, which is under the 7. These beeps are not very loud, but if you listen carefully, you can hear them. I will now boost up the gain on the recorder and attempt to record the beep as I press and hold the lock, once to lock it and once to unlock it. As we move along in this tutorial, you will note that sometimes you just tap a button or press it very briefly. Other times you press and hold. For example, the frequency button plus the digits that you enter to go to a frequency are not held. They're just tapped. I will use the term tap when you just briefly press a button and press and hold when you hold a button, such as the lock button. All bands except AM or medium wave use the telescoping whip on the antenna. Raise the antenna. Be a little bit cool because the top couple of sections are quite thin, as is true with most of these radios. FM and aircraft in particular are directional as you kind of wave your antenna around. Shortwave is not as directional. AM uses the internal antenna and is quite directional. So if you're not listening to an absolutely local AM station, try turning the radio itself, and it may change the reception. It also may get rid of some of the interference that you may pick up. C-Crane sells an external AM antenna, which can boost AM reception, and a sort of a clothesline roll-up shortwave antenna that can boost shortwave reception. We have not tested these antennas with this radio, but the C-Crane company can give you more information. As far as FM is concerned, we have not tested any external FM antennas, but the pull-up whip is very satisfactory. Thus far on this tutorial, we have told you everything that should allow you to put your skywave radio through its paces and see how well it brings in your favorite stations. Now we will cover some more advanced features. The power button also functions as a sleep timer. To turn the radio on, tap the power button. To activate the sleep timer, press and hold the power button, and the radio comes on. It will show in the display the following shutoff times: 120, 90, 60, 45, 30, 15, and off. That means how long the radio will play before it automatically shuts off. You may want some sighted help as you hold the button and it rotates through until you get the amount of time you want the radio to play, let alone 30 minutes. The next time you invoke the sleep function by pressing and holding the power button, it will automatically come up with 30 minutes, and you don't need any help to set that. If you want to turn the radio off before the sleep time is finished, just press the power button. The up and down buttons will step the radio up and down on the appropriate band according to the increments of that band, which we'll cover later. On the NOAA weather radio band, it will step the radio through the 7 channels on that band, from channel 1 to channel 7 and then back to channel 1. If you press and hold the button for a second, the radio will scan up to the next receivable station. If you keep holding it, it'll scan up all the way to the end of whatever band you're on, FM or AM. Note, when you scan like this, some of the weaker stations may not be received. Memory buttons. There are 10 memories on each of 10 pages. We're going to use the frequency buttons. Now, previously you pressed frequency and then entered a frequency such as 640 or 100.7, and the radio went there. Once you're listening to a given station, you can save that station in memories 1 through 10 by pressing and holding one of the digit buttons for 2 seconds. When you do that, the radio will store that station in memory, and if there's another station in memory, it will overwrite the station that's already there. When you store a station in memory, it will save some of the modes, such as stereo versus mono, or the bandwidth, or voice or music tone, something we will cover later. There are 10 pages. Just below the frequency is a button called page. Press the page button and then enter any digit. Let's say you want to save a few stations on page 4. Press page and press 4. That's all you do. Now you have 10 memories that you can use to store stations on page 4. If you want to go back to page 1, press page, just tap it, and then tap the number 1, and you'll be on page 1. To listen to the stations that you saved in memory, just tap one of the digits, 1 through 0, without pressing the frequency button. Stations are stored separately. In other words, AM stations are stored on the AM band, FM stations on the FM band, shortwave and aircraft frequencies are all stored on their own band. So if you're on the AM band, let's say, and you tap digit 1, it'll go to whatever station you had on AM, not to the station you stored in memory 1 on FM. You can engage the NOAA Weather Radio alert. Many NOAA weather radio stations send out a special alert when there's severe weather in your area, such as tornadoes. To engage the NOAA weather radio alert, press and hold the button that toggles between AM and FM. Do this while the radio is on. You just tap to the button to toggle between AM and FM. Here you want to press and hold it for 2 seconds. It'll beep and the NOAA weather alert is engaged. Press and hold it again to disengage the alert.